I'd like you to meet the locals.
You're going to be going to school with these kids once the holidays are over.
How long have you been karting?
About 10 minutes.
Really? You're pretty good.
I'm Jack.
You race karts?
I prefer to make them go faster.
Who's that?
Dean?
Everyone thinks he's going to win nationals this year.
Stay out of my way. It's your first and only warning.
Been bitten by the racing bug.
Teach me everything about driving.
Welcome to race school.
When the track gets dusty, I'll spray it with water.
I need you to wash all of these with your feet.
You got until sunset to paint the garage with it.
Really?
Mr. Miyagi,
I need to do some driving.
You'll drive when I say so. Mama
said... Put me in charge of the car. How am I going to learn if I never do it?
Maybe you'll get your chance one day.
Our team needs you. Can you fix it?
Put the engine parts there, the brake parts there. That's the axle.
She's so cool.
My dad can't find out I'm doing this. This is a test drive, so take it slow.
I hear you. Yay!
Have a chat with me today. So obviously Go has had its premiere.
Yep.
How was the experience for you seeing it with a crowd on the big screen?
Amazing. You know, I've obviously seen it 1,000 times in various forms over the last few months, and you know, to see it with a proper film audience was an amazing thing, you know. And this wasn't just an audience, it was a bunch of film buffs, you know, and very experienced filmmakers and media professionals. So, and the response was, as far as I can tell, pretty great. You know, we got a lot of laughs, and there was, you know, it's an unashamedly mainstream popcorn film, and you know, but people can, I think, can appreciate the craft inside it and the performances. So yeah, that's been great. And then even we had a little screening yesterday, or a big screening yesterday, where, you know, 400 school kids saw it, and it was mind-blowing. You know, they were cheering when the kissing scene happened, and then on their feet with their hands in the air, and I thought, oh, okay, well, I think it worked.
It's the audience right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's cool. So obviously you come from, you've directed commercials, and you've also worked on Top Gear. So how was the experience going to your first feature off working on like one of the biggest shows in the world?
Look, it is different, but there are crossovers, you know. It's filmmaking and it's storytelling, you know. Whatever anyone thinks about advertising, at the end of the day, it's a 30-second story. You know, they've all got their own challenges. It's very different in some ways and very similar in others, you know. A film set is a film set, you know. They're weird, busy, hardworking, exciting places, but you know, probably some of the biggest differences are in post, when you're editing the film and you're looking at, you know, as the famous saying goes, the film gets made 3 times, in the script once, and then on set twice, and then in the edit 3 times. And the edit for me was probably the biggest, not learning curve, but the most different part of it for me, because you can rewrite, and you can't rewrite a 30-second ad in the edit, but you can completely rewrite and rejig the emphasis of a scene and shift what that beat is about by putting the camera behind someone and writing a new piece of dialogue and doing it in ADR and then shifting your performance, and all of a sudden you hit the beat that you missed on the shoot day because you only had 10 minutes to shoot it or whatever. So that was probably the biggest shift.
What was your shooting schedule like? How many weeks did you have?
We shot for 31 days, which isn't an enormous amount of time when you consider that we had 5 races to shoot, and each race, really, you should probably have 4 days to shoot. Yeah. So if we'd done it that way, we would have only had, you know, 11 days, 12 days to shoot the drama. So we had to really be efficient, and that's where probably my experience in shooting cars came to the fore, because I was able to work out a pattern and a style of shooting the vehicles that could be done quickly and efficiently. Yeah. But yeah, it was a tough schedule. But in the end, I think we got pretty much everything we needed, and we were very efficient. You know, my cinematographer and my AD, Peter Eastgate and Mark Boskell, respectively, and I, we really condensed our coverage. Our coverage was very, very simple, so that every frame could be beautiful. I mean, I like to think every frame is beautiful in the film, and that was a conscious decision. You see almost every shot we did in the film. There's no other coverage.
Well, it looked good.
Thanks, mate.
Like, there's no complaints with how good it looked. And then obviously with your experience shooting cars with Top Gear, that would come in super handy shooting the go-kart sequences.
Yeah, look, it did. I mean, you know, Top Gear teaches you one thing, which, you know, one thing it teaches above all is speed and efficiency. you know, people assume that we had a lot of money on that show. We had nothing. You know, it's me and two cameramen and a sound guy and a driver on a road in the middle of nowhere. So you have to come back with 100 shots a day, or you haven't got the show. Yeah. So that is speed and efficiency and decision making, and you know, being prepared and being organised. So that brought that. And you know, in terms of how you shoot racing footage, it's exactly the same. You realise that when you're on a show like that it's actually about three friends. It's not about cars.
Yep.
It's a show about three mates adventuring around the world. And I think that in this film, it's about finding Jack's journey,
yeah,
you know, and his emotional state within a race, more so than any particular piece of action.
Yeah, for sure. No, so, I totally agree with you. And then obviously, because this is your first feature, you would have maybe learnt some things during the whole process that you would take with you to future.
Yeah.
Is there anything that pops out?
Yeah, look, I think again, probably the post thing is the big one, knowing that there is room to move there and understanding that. I think the role that you play in pre-production with your actors, I think is something that I will take from this. You know, we did a lot of rehearsal with the kids and then had very little time on the ground with the adults because they're busy, famous people. So I think, you know, taking that with it. You know, I think also the challenges of the intensity of the length of a feature length shoot is very different to advertising and television. You know, you get to dip in and out of those a little bit more. And I think, you know, the general length and exhaustion levels of that is something that, you know, I think you've got to be very conscious of.
You didn't have Francis for very long, did you?
Didn't have anyone for very long, really. No, Francis was there for the first couple of weeks, really. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, because I watch a lot of films, you can sort of see sometimes how films are cut and how actors are used, and you can say, okay, they didn't have much time with them, but it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the practicalities of making independent films is that you got a 6-week shoot. You can't have actors for 6 weeks. It's too expensive. Yeah.
No, I get you, mate. Yeah. I really do. And then obviously shooting down in the southwest in Busselton, was Busselton on your radar to start off with, or was it more the ducks sort of aligned? And
yeah, look, for me, it wasn't. When WA became one of our partners, it was like, okay, you need to go and look at these locations and see what you think. And so we did a big tour all around the southwest, particularly.
Yeah.
And I just kind of, I fell for Busselton a bit. I thought visually it was really interesting, you know, the colours, and I think it comes through in the film. I'd like to think it comes through in the film with the, you know, the ocean and the landscape and the greenery. You know, those three colours of red, green and blue, the way they come together is a beautiful thing. And then the people here as well were great. We felt the support the moment we arrived. We were like, okay, these guys are going to let us, you know, do some stuff like shut the jetty, you know, and that makes filmmaking much easier.
Well, when the trailer dropped and you saw the start of the jetty shot, I was like, oh God, how the hell did they manage that? Well, but the thing is, even at the premiere the other night, how they blocked the street off and let the kids, the three of them run around that track. Yeah. I was just like, those drivers then, they must have been like, this never gets to happen. Yeah. So I'd be in for this.
Yeah.
So how was it filming with the bridge? Because it was shut down during school holidays or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a real challenge. And really, you know, a brave and very supportive of Busselton Council. You know, our real challenge is, and as you know, filmmaking schedules they're not normal things.
No.
And trying to explain that to other people outside of the film industry is a big challenge.
Yeah.
And we had one day in our schedule that we could shoot that. And we weren't messing with anyone. It was a real, like, we're really, really sorry, but this is the only day we can shoot this based on things like Francis's availability and Rox's availability on either side. It had to happen that day. And so we had to really apologize to them and say we needed to do it. And Busselton were like, well, we don't think we can shut it at school holidays. And we said, unfortunately, that means the jetty won't be in the film because we're not joking. We can't do it any other day. And they came to the party. So, and you know, I have to think in the end, they got out of it what they wanted.
And then, so obviously also pulling together a nice young cast, and you went all across Australia to try and find someone.
Yeah.
How difficult is that? Because I sort of sit back myself and look at it going, that would have been a nightmare looking through tape after tape. And
Look, it's hard. I'm very lucky in that. And again, this is a little throw to the advertising world in that I make, you know, a dozen commercials a year. And so I see thousands of casting tapes and I get very good at I'm very instinctual in my choices. So I can decide very quickly whether I like someone or not, which is a bit unfair on them in some ways, but it means that I can move through a lot of material very quickly. And Anastasia particularly, and then, you know, and Will as well, just jumped. Like, it just leapt out for me. You know, Anastasia especially was like, everyone was on board straight away the moment her tape started. And then when you meet her, you're like, wow. Will is a more challenging one because he's rawer and he's more instinctual and he's more unpolished.
Yeah.
Anastasia turns up prepped and Will doesn't. But he has this thing inside him that is, you know, incredible when you put a camera on him. And I think that, you know, that's a triumph. Nikki Barrett, our casting director, did an incredible job there. And I'd like to think that, you know, I was pretty happy with my work there choosing them as well.
Well, it's not bad. They should be pretty lucky for a first feature being this one.
Yeah.
Especially.
I'd like to think so, yeah.
And then obviously, just to wrap up, what's next for you? Obviously, you're going to be on this juggernaut for a while because the film's not out till January.
Yeah.
But what's on the...
Next, a little bit of advertising, but the main thing is Richard Rossborough and I are developing a TV series together that's looking quite good, which we're quite excited about. And hopefully the next film, which is a psychological thriller set on a remote island, Shining meets The Wicker Man, is kind of the brief. You know, I might do another family film one day, but right now... I don't want to get pigeonholed. So plan...
you've done it. You've done a family film. Thanks, mate. You can move on and do other passion projects.
Yeah. So that's the next plan, is do something different and exciting. Yeah. Maybe a thriller or something like that.
Congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
I hope it goes really well in January.
I don't think he heard you.
I am unbeatable.
Hit Dean where it hurts, on the track.
See you at the finish line.
I'll be waiting for you.
Now do the inside.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Wow, you look so lovely and clean.
Did you say lovely and clean?
I mean, most of the time you're covered in grease.
You should stop talking now.
Yeah.